In Parshas Achrayimus, we can either talk about Avodas Yom HaKippurim or Arayos. I wasn't so much in the mood for Avodas Yom HaKippurim, so we'll talk about an Arayos topic. I actually got the idea from the topic. The topic tonight is the status of a Ben Hanida, or Bas Hanida for that matter, from the Sefer that came out about a year ago, written by Rabbi David Stav and his son Rabbi Avram Stav, called Avo Beitecha, Shelot U'Shuvot B'Nosei Zugiyut U'Mishpacha. He has a whole chapter on this topic. I've never seen that much of a treatment in one place. This work was very vehemently lambasted in a book review in Hamayan a few issues ago. One of the major complaints by the author of that review was that the Stav and the Sefer have the orientation of looking for heterim for everything, even the most objectionable matters. You know, other objections as well, but I think this chapter is one of the less controversial chapters in the Sefer, so I'm going to refer to a couple of things that he says a little bit later on. The Torah tells us in Parshas Arayos, the end of Achrayimus, Ve'elisha v'nidas t'masa lo sirkavu l'gala servasa. So within that Parshas of Arayos, we have the erva of a nida. The question is, does nida fit into the general rubric of Arayos, or is nida a charig, a standalone, not really fitting into the rules and regulations of other arayos? Intuitively, we view the Isser Nida as different than all the standard arayos, but how does that actually flesh out? So that's the machlokas Rishonim, presumably. There is a tshuva of Rabbeinu Tam. In the tshuvas of Rabbeinu Tam, Sefer Yashar Chelek HaTshuvas, Simen Pei. So if you look on the second page of the handout, Rabbeinu Tam writes in Os Aleph, the Inya Nida Imikri Erva. We'll leave out the flowery introductory words. Second line, Ma achos isha miyuchedes shehi erva lafuke nida. Afa gav dechsev ba el isha binidas devosa. Los sigrav legalos ervasa. It should be nidas tamasa, no? Los sigrav legalos ervasa. So even though it calls it an erva, Einatam lekore erva el delotalia biyomi vitvil. Even though the Torah calls it an erva, the Talmud doesn't call something an erva, rayas, unless it's a 24/7 erva. A nida isn't a 24/7 erva. It depends on the time of the month. It depends on whether the tefillah, what the cycle is, but it's not a around the clock, around the year, every day of the year iser, and therefore it doesn't fall into the regular rubric of arayos. V'chein ein davar sheba erva pachas mishnayim ein chukas nida b'chlal v'lo svirasa. Even though in general the principle is that the standard of Eidus for Arayos is higher than the regular threshold. Normally we say Eid Echanem B'Surin. When it comes to Arayos, Ein Davar Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim, Nida doesn't fit into that Ein Davar Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim model. And that fits very well with Tosos in the beginning of Gittin that we're all familiar with, in Daf Beis, who learns the source of Eid Echanem B'Surin from the Sofrala. So obviously, Tosfos there is assuming that Nida is not Bechlal Erva. If it was Arayos, then Ein Davar Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim. The fact that that tells us the din of Eid Echanem B'Surin seems to be proof positive that Nida is not a standard generic Erva. Fine. The Rambam, take a look, Vayitra in the packlet. Yisurei Bia, Perek Dalid, Halacha Aleph, Hanida Harehi Kishar Kol Harayos. Nida is like other arayos. The Rosh Hashechter has an article in Or HaMizrach Tishrei Tufshin Lamites, which I'm not sure why, but was never reprinted in any of his subsequent svarim, even though you would have expected it to be. I don't know why. The article is entitled Bedin Chuppah Haru'i Labiyah. So Rosh Hashechter quotes in the Rav in that article that the Rav was medayik, or presented this Rambam as holding that Nida is a generic erva. That's the mashmos of a Nida harei kishar kol arayos. And that has other nafkamina as well, and that seems to be reflected in other Rambams as well. Take a look at the next page. The Rambam perikuf beis yisurei bi'alacha aleph. Asir l'syached im erva min harayos bein zakena bein yalda shedavar zagorim legalas erva chut. Okay? So generally speaking, when it comes to arayos and iser yichud, with the exception of the very close relationships where there's no iser yichud for parents and children, for husband and wife, even though the wife is a nida. V'chasan shepirsa ishta nida kodem sheyevol aser lisyachid ima alihi yishenim ben anashim v'yashim ben anashim. So the Rav said, in Rishachter quotes, that mashma for this Rambam, that the iser yichud for chupas nida, for chasan shepirsa ishta nida before they had bia rishona, that's subsumed under the general iser the araisa for the Rambam of Yichud and Ma'erva. Iser Yichud is only minotaur for a real erva. So if this is included in the framework of the most severe Iser Yichud, it sounds like so Ishto Nida Kodem Birishona is a generic erva, and therefore there being Iser Yichud Min HaTorah. Then Rav Shechter says that's also relevant to the question of Chupas Nida. It's clear, Rambam agrees, that as far as Kedushin is concerned, there is Tfisas Kedushin for Anita. That Evan agrees to. What's more questionable is whether Chupas Nida is Kona Al Nesuin. So there the Rambam may hold that Chupas Nida is not Kona. If that's the case, that fits into the perspective that Nida fits into the more generic Erva category, and that's why even if Kedushin are Tosin by Anita, Chupa wouldn't be Tofesis. With that background within Shitas HaRambam, the Rambam may have the orientation towards seeing Nida as a more generic erva that may or may not shed light on our main topic for tonight, and that's the status of Ben HaNida. So take a look, next page in the packet, the Rambam Perek Tesvav Yisirebi Halacha Aleph. Ezehu Mamzer HaAmer B'Torah Zehaba Me'erva Min HaRayas. So Mamzer is created by a relationship that involves Arayas. Chutz min anida, shaben mimena pogum ve'eno mamzer. So when it comes to arayas in general, that creates mamzeris, with the exception of nida, where the product of a relationship with a nida is pogum ve'eno mamzer. So what does that mean, pogum ve'eno mamzer? So eno mamzer is easy. That's a gemara mifereshes. Yevamis Memtas Amid Beis Hakol Modim Bebal Anida VeYalasota VeAl Shemeres Yabam Shein Havlad Mamzer. So that's Beferish Brisa that Bal Anida does not create Mamzeris. What's less clear is what does the Rambam mean that it's Pogum. Okay. So there is a tshuva in the Rama. It's not a tshuva of the Rama. It's a tshuva printed in the Rama. Tshuva is a Rama Simin Yuches. Actually, a tshuva of the Marshal. How that got printed in the Ramah, I'm not sure. But it appears in Shuvah's Marshal Simen Vav, but it's in the Ramah Simen Yurches. So the introduction, the context of the Shuvah is the Marshal was asked a question that came from the community, or where the Maran Padu had issued a psak, that apparently there's a community where the mikvah was Bachatzar Beis HaKnesses. It was in a very public area next to the Shul. Not that we'd ever conceive of such a thing, of having a mikveh next to the minyan factory, but apparently they have such a thing. And the women were reluctant to go to the mikveh at the right time. They were reluctant to go to the mikveh to do chafifa kodem shkia, because that's when everyone was gathering for Maariv. And he says that the women didn't go to shul for Maariv, so if there's any woman hanging out in the chaser beis haknesses around Maariv time, it's clear why she's there. So that created a certain discomfort for the women in the community, and they started going to the mikvah later at night, so they do chatifa after Maariv is finished. So some people didn't like that, and part of the tshuva addresses why chatifa at a later time is definitely kosher. Apparently the representation was that some people had told the women better to delay the tefillah than to do chafifa achar shkia and do chafifa achar tzeis, so we'll do it later. So that was that's the context. So within that discussion, the Marshal says that there is a certain chacham who paskind that according to the Rambam, Vlad Paga means aser l'kahuna. That the product of a ben hanida Pagam means, just like we do have Pagam in other contexts, that means this, that there would be Asur L'Kahuna. So he writes, since the Rambam, I'm just quoting from the Marshal's citation of this anonymous Chacham, that since the Rambam writes that the Ben is Pagam, Mashma Pagam L'Kahuna, And that's what he means, ain't a mamzer. It's not a mamzer, it's not pasul of a bakal, but it is pasul likahuna. So the Marshal responds, it's not the case. Lo ala dasa Rambam, that it should be pagum likahuna. Because, among other reasons, it only makes sense to talk about pagum in a kahuna, where the woman involved in that relationship herself becomes a halala. So any general relationship that results in a psul kahuna for the daughter also results in the woman becoming a surah kohen herself. So let's say Evan of Achim of Babas Yisrael. So Vlad, Kasher, Machlokas Amberam, what that means, Kasher, Namamzer, Basilas Lakuna, fine. Or Pugum. So Pugum, Namamzer, Basilas Lakuna, we paskin. So if you have the product of a Jewish woman, a non-Jewish man, she's Asur Lakuna, because that makes sense, because the mother herself is going to be Asur Lakuna, she'll become a Zona once she's developed Lakum. So you only have a case of Pagam Lakuna where the woman herself who conceives the child is Nifgames through that relationship. So you don't have a precedent for Pagam Lakuna when it comes to someone who is not, the woman doesn't become a Sula Kahuna herself. And that's what the Marshal concludes against the synonymous Chacham, and apparently the synonymous Chacham is making trouble based on the Tzak, and he tells him the types of tshuva that he has to do to atone for the Saroni's Tzak and for creating trouble in the community. Okay, now that being the case,
as a practical matter, no one would ever know.
As a practical matter,
anyone's a potential pugum.
Right.
How would you ever prove that this?
You never prove it, but we'll discuss where this comes up in the contemporary literature. Is you have Bali Tshuva, so you're pretty,
right.
You know,
right.
Pretty much
right.
That the parents weren't keeping Taras and Mishpacha. The kid's going to be a Ben or Bas
right.
Anita. So in that case, is there any restriction on marrying that person? That's
right.
Where it's relevant.
Right. So potentially, there's a whole other world that you'll never know.
Correct. Right. And that's some of the discussion about the later issue. As well. So Rav Vosner does point out Shevet Alevi Chelet Dal Siman Kosamach Beis, which I think we do have here. So in the second paragraph he points out that strictly speaking there is a, in the context of the Rambam is mashma more that the Isser is Likahuna. Because what? If Pagam doesn't mean Asur Likuna, what does Pagam mean? So where do we have Pagam? We have a Gemara in Nedarim and Daf Kaf that there are certain situations that create a Pagam, B'nei Teisha Midos. In the list of B'nai Teisha Midos, which creates a Pagam, we don't have, I thought we had it here.
What is B'nai Teisha Midos?
B'nai Teisha Midos are that if you have a relationship with people with certain Ben Midos, or one of the things in the list is the way we have it in the Gemara, B'nai Nidoy, then the Vlad is going to be Pagam. So B'nai, our gears in the Gemara is B'nai Nidoy, which sounds like it means someone who's a Menuda, so if you have relations with someone who's a Menuda, then the kid is going to be Pagam. So in that context, B'nai Teisha Midos, the Pagam, sounds like it's a Pagam in Midos, not a Pagam in an actual Isser Yuchse. There is a parallel Girsa, I think it's in Masechus Kala, elsewhere, that instead of B'nai Nidoy has B'nai Nida. So that's the other context in which Pagam could come up as Ben Nida. So there, Pagam as Pagam in Midos is supposed to Pagam in Apsol Lekahuna. So Rav Vosner points out, if it was the case that the Kavan, the Rambam, Pagam here is like the B'nai Teisha Midos in Adarim, and the Rambam have had the Girsa of B'nai Nid as opposed to B'nai Nidoy, then you'd expect the Rambam to quote that where he has that list of B'nai Teisha Midos. And the Rambam doesn't. That you don't have it in front of you, but that's in the Rambam, Yisurei Bia, Perek Kaf Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, V'chein amru chachamim shekol isha chatzufa she tavas tashmish bepia om mefati isha l'shem nisuin om miskavin lovo al rachel ishto ba'le ishto, etc. So those are the b'nei teisha midos. Kol elu abanim ha'yiludim ha'em ha'em ha'mordim ha'poshim she yisuri ha'golus borinosan. So the kids are going to not end up well. So the Rambam does this there ben hanida. So if Pagam of the Rambam means ben hanida, then you would have expected the Rambam to have that in the list of B'nai Teisha Midos, and not here in a different context.
So does he list Ben Hanidui?
He doesn't list Ben Hanidui. Now, it's not an exhaustive list of all nine, that is true. But whatever he does list is here, and not and Ben Nida or Ben Hanidui, for that matter, is not there. That's correct. So Rav Ozner says, strictly speaking, if you see the Rambam in context, you'd be more inclined to accept the position of the Shoel to the Marshal, or the Chacham in the Marshal, which also is quoted as the position of Levush, even though I couldn't find it in Levush, but I'm sure it's there, I just couldn't find it, because it is the position of Levush. But even if, in theory, that may fit better contextually the Rambam, that's not how the Poskim assume. And not how we assume Lalach, even Rav Ozner acknowledges that. Take a look back in Eben Ezra Simon Dalitz if you're Gimel. Ezer Mamzer, Zehaba Neachas Mikol Arayis, Bein Michayvi Misus, Bein Michayvi Krisus, Chutz Meyaba Lenida, She'afa Pishu Bagum, Eino Mamzer Afilu Derabana. Says the Chalkas Mechokek Os Sifkat and Zion on the side, Marashal Kasa B'tshuva Dela Pagam Lekuna Kamar, Elishu Pagam Mekokal. So it means that there's something wrong, something affects him in his Mahus, but there's no Yisr L'Kahuna. And the Beis Shmuel here in Sifkat and Tezayin concludes the same thing. So that is the consensus of Poskim, Levush potentially notwithstanding, whatever Mashmas the Rambam notwithstanding, but that's how we assume that there's no Yisr L'Kahuna for a Ben Hanida. Okay. So if that's the case, and we're dealing with a less defined pagam, then how do we operate with that less defined pagam, and what kind of yuchsin relevance does the status of a ben hanida have? So Rav Ozner later in that tshuva, again chelik dalid simon kuf samach beis. So he quotes the paragraph beginning, Lu'inyan. Lu'inyan, if Yesh b'seh pagam l'doros gamkin, or dafka ben anida mamish. So we talk about a pagam. Is it a pagam that's going to continue for generations and generations, or just a pagam that goes one generation down? So Ayim Bozer Poskim, it quotes Samar Machmir. Others who aren't so sure. He thinks maybe this is the machlokas, the Marshal and the Ramah. The Marshal in the Tshuva that we quoted before says this is akin to the B'nai Teisha Midas. So that's a Kilkul and Midas. If it's a Kilkul and Midas, that should only go for one generation. The Ramah, the Darkei Moshe, and the Beis Shmuel quote the Rambam, Pagum ve'ena Mishpacham Yuchases, V'ray Laharchik. If we're talking about Mishpacham Yuchases, that's not just a one generation Pagam Midas. That's something that could be continued for generations. Otherwise, why are we talking about Mishpachim Miyuchases? He says it's hard to be Machri in this Machlokes. But, we'll get to the but in a moment. Before we get to the inclusion of Shevet Levi, Ramosha, Evan Ezer, Chele Dalid, Simon Yudalid. This is a late tshuva. This is Chelik Zayin, 1978, written to his grandson Reb Yaakov Tendler, or the tshuva says in the second paragraph, Hanochel niyastaiti ma sheishavti lachicha now. The af in nema shemibas anida mamish af in mitznua viyikara ubalas midas tovos kishak cheri v'chashuva Name yitzarach lisrachik, mishum deula yishlochish afshihi miskaberes al tiva, umisnaheges karoi mitzadshi yiras Hashem, mikamoka mishlochish lebane benosah shela yuchlu lama neged yitzra. So it's possible, even if the woman in front of us, who we know to be, or presumed to be basa nida, is a woman of stellar midos, and you shouldn't be concerned that there's this kind of pagam in her midos because she's able to be miskaber on that, but maybe there's still something innate that's going to be passed to the next generations, and they won't be able to withstand the innate pressure. And maybe pagam means shenolad bavera. Not pagam just that there's some ben midos, but there's a pagam in the fact that this woman was conceived through an avera. But Ramosha says, quote is saying, that as long as we don't know for sure, and how can you ever know that the girl is a basanida, maybe she wasn't. Maybe the mother went swimming once, and you don't need kavanah attire, and the bathing suit wasn't really a chatzitza maker than Minatora. And you can construct an argument that maybe she wasn't a nida. And even if you need swim lafaneinu, so maybe that's only for Zava, not Anida, and Middin Torah, most of the women are Nidas and Azavos. So you could construct an argument that, how do we know? Maybe the woman is not a Bas Anida after all. And the fact that she has such stellar Midos, maybe that's indication that she's really not a Bas Anida, because if she was a Bas Anida, she shouldn't be having such stellar Midos. So it's not that the stellar Midos are miskaber on a innate orientation, it's that the stellar midos are simen that she's not really a bas nida to begin with. Meaning, it sounds like the argument is that if we knew objectively for a fact that she's a bas nida, you should be concerned even if she has stellar midos. But since there's no way of knowing for sure, so maybe the fact that she has these stellar midos is indication that she's not really a bas nida. That's what seems to emerge from this tshuva in Igros Moshe. Rav Sturmbach seems to go with a slightly different approach. Take a look at Tshuvas Ben Hagos, Chelek Bei Simen Tuf Reish Kav Zayin. She'ela Shidduch in Baal Tshuva Ben Torah Shu Ben Anida. So he writes, we're asked many times, is it better to marry a Ben Torah who's a Ben Anida, or an average guy who doesn't isn't so much of a Ben Torah, but he's not a Baal Tshuva, he's definitely not a Ben Anida. So better to marry a Baal Tshuva who's a Ben Anida, who's a top guy, or an average guy who's definitely not a Ben Anida. So he writes in the middle of the second paragraph, Pshitali kibiyas abekutcha litzel shel safik, no doubt in the world, she'im bebali avera nichnas hatuma omak b'chol eivarim. Even if it's true that by a bal avera the tuma goes into the kishkas, halo a Torah ke'esh letar, but Torah can be mitar a person. Yisa b'rachos divrei Torah ke'esh alkem ben Torah shani she'yesh kan libun v'yasu kol amidos ros she'neshar shibo. So even if you know the guy is a Ben Anida, so he has these innate Ben Midos, but the Torah is going to pull it out, it's going to be mitar him. Umiskadish b'kdushas haTorah she'ain kamo. V'chas v'shalom l'harish anishabo tumas beisavos. V'cholim b'koros shehevi haina ba'adam l'torah. See, he's referring to a piece in the Stipler who's reluctant and maybe he shouldn't marry Baal Tshuva. He says, even the Stipler to read, the guy's a Ben Torah, so there's no problem. The Stipler was talking about someone who's not a Ben Torah. About Beregesh of Al Tshuva, Mekabel Asma, Ol Torah, Hakol Poreach V'Holech V'Hukuchol Yisrael. He quotes in the Gaon that all the Tikkunim and Sigufim for Chai V'Krisis, Mises Baz did that so someone doesn't learn Torah. But if he learns Torah, he doesn't need any of that. And then he says that he saw in the Orchus Rebbeinu, the Beth Stipler, that Lemaisa, even though the Stipler in print didn't say this, Lemaisa, he was master making shidduchim with Bnei Anida. that if you see that they're Yerushalayim, Bali Midas Toros, Bola Torah, Muchach, Shetikin Asmo, and he writes that he heard this from the Chazon Ish, the Malachi there, the author heard this from the Chazon Ish as well. So now, like the Igros Moshe, that if someone has good midos, maybe they're not really Ben Nida, even if we know he's a Ben Nida, but if he's Oseh B'Torah, that's Mitarim, that gets rid of all the bad midos.
Moshe was talking about a girl.
Okay, right. Correct. Okay. And then he writes also the same thing in Chelek Aleph, Tavshin Lama Gimel, is Yeronim in front of us, he references his Chazon Ish again, and he says, but here he says it for a girl also. If they have more milas than the other average guy who's not so exciting, so someone's not a Benanita. Could be worse. How would you know? Back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So how do you know that the other guy's any better? And maybe even the Frum family didn't really know Hilchos Nida properly and weren't properly makbid. So if now they're kasherim, so you don't have to intervene, and you should proceed with the shidduch. So the Rav Ozner in the Shevet HaLevi that we quoted earlier also comes to a similar conclusion. The end of Siman Kuf Samach Beis there. So he's not as excited. He says at the end of the day, you can't ignore the dark emotion of Bishmuel. That sounds like it's a pagam for many generations, which Moshe also seemed to be concerned about. He just had the out that maybe he's not really Ben Anita. So he says, if you're going to ask us a shayla, you have to disclose it. That's the context here. But if you want to proceed anyway, that's fine. And you'll be zocha that should all work out well. Now, there's an interesting thing, coming back to Rabbi Stav, in the end of his treatment on this topic. So he points out another issue that's a little bit emerges from some of these tshuvas. He quotes the Chelkas Yaakov, Rabbi Breisch from Zurich, as saying this a little bit more explicitly, in Evan Ezra Sibin Yud Aleph, that there's another concern of Takanas HaShavim, that if you're going to passel Bali Tshuva from Shiduchim, that's not going to have a good effect on the Bali Tshuva community. So that's another factor that some throw in here. But he has an interesting suggestion, which doesn't seem to be so rigorously supported, that what's the pagam based on? Is the pagam because of the Isser, or is the pagam because the woman was a Nida when she conceived? What difference does it make? So he says, if the begam is noveh from the Isser, so maybe that's only where it was done b'mezid. But if you're totally secular people, then it wasn't done b'mezid, so maybe there's no begam. And this is no begam by Eva Akum of Abbas Yisrael, if it's not b'mezid, I'm not sure what that means. And he says that if it's because of the status of Nida, maybe that's because of Tumas Nida. And nowadays we don't have Tumas Nida anymore. So then in the times of all the Achrona, they did have Tumas Nida? They had Tumas Nida? So I'm not sure what any of... I would have quit when he was ahead before this last piece. And everything else is very nice, the collection of some of the Marmukamas that we just quoted. The bottom line, even with the Shevet HaLevi's more tepid response, the general consensus among Poskim across the board is that we're makel on this, and we don't really, if the person has proper midos, so whatever the approach is, but we would proceed with Shidduchim generally without much hesitation. Okay. Shabbos have Yahrzeit, so I'm going to be giving a shiur before the first Mincha in Shul, I think starting at 5:30, if anyone's around. And Binyamin's request for next week, he's not here tonight, but Parshas Kedoshim, we finally have an excuse to talk about vaccination. So, Samuel Damriyachov.
you give me the Arabic translation for Shabbos?